Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Satchel Paige. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colaway for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Colaway fields the ball and throws to second. Michaels drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Michaels. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0-for-1 in the game. Paige strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. Gumpert moves to second. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan bunts towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 2 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgson throws the ball into Michaels, who tags Peck trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Boudreaux moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. Robinson moves to third. One out. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Robinson and he is safe. Doby steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan is walked intentionally. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Robinson and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Doby scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0-for-3 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Appling moves to third. Sierra moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.